Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody. How are you,
and how are you
Johnny?
Doing, Barbara? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Can you believe it's already Friday again?
I know.
Going by fast. But that's okay, because I'm getting stuff done. So, hey, aloha to Dell. Is Dell here?
Yes,
Richard.
I am. Aloha back
aloha
to you.
Dell Shear, psychic Dell Shear.
Richard
Shear.
Yeah,
Richard,
I'm here. Aloha. Aloha.
Is Richard here? Aloha, Richard.
Yeah.
And we're all here.
Barbara, speaking
here
of aloha and Hawaii, about a week ago, and about to kill me, they had 40-foot waves. But you can't photograph those with a regular camera because it just won't come out. But 40 feet, and that was killing me on its own. And today is my husband's birthday. Today,
happy birthday.
Well, he's running around doing Grubhub. But it's we're going to celebrate tomorrow, but we've been celebrating for 3 days. Richard bought him a whole bunch of neat things, and I got him a whole bunch of neat things, and I got him a Mega Million Lotto ticket, two of those today. I dreamt of the lotto numbers, really weird, and I remembered half of them, so we'll see. And then I also got him a lotto ticket, but we got a cake and a whole bunch of little things, and we're going out to a buffet tomorrow, so we're kind of celebrating for 3 days, so it's nice.
Oh, how wonderful, and I love the idea of getting a lotto ticket for my birthday present. I never even thought of that, but what a great gift to give and fun to get. You can scratch it off in front of everybody, and wow, what if you did hit the jackpot. Wow, that'd be so fun. I can't wait to hear
I asked my husband before he left, I said, oh, can I scratch your ticket? He goes, no.
He wants all the attention.
The Mega Million?
Yes, Mega Millions is $352 million.
Wow.
And I got mega tickets. You know, I got two mega tickets.
So after the show, is he going to scratch them off during cake?
No. When he gets back from work, I'll stand there while he. Well, I got to check the mega is will be 11 o'clock our time. So 10 o'clock, 8, 9, 10, 11, 8 o'clock our time. So I got to check
how
the mega.
Fun.
Time.
Well,
but,
you should do a nice birthday for your husband.
Yeah. Well, what I did on his birthday cake, I put, you know, happy birthday, Blythe, da-da-da. But I put COVID-3. And he goes, what's COVID-3? I said, it's 3 years of COVID. He goes, no, it's COVID-19. I go, I know. But this is your third year. And every birthday cake, I have put my COVID to remember it, you know, 10 years from now. Does that make sense?
See, you're clever. You even put a lot of thought into everything, too, which means a lot to people. He's so lucky to have you.
No, I'm lucky to have him. And I'm lucky to have Richard because I'm a mess. Anyway, what I wanted to say, Barb, we are in a major retrograde right now. So if anything goes wrong, it's because of the retrograde. And things have been going really wrong. I don't know how long
it's been. Like my lower
back? Anything. Any paperwork, you know. It's just
paperwork.
Yeah, but especially if you're doing something on paperwork, like I returned a rotisserie oven to Amazon, and normally they're really good about, writing back and say, you know, they're putting money in my account. Well, they didn't. So I had to go all around, and finally I sent the rotisserie back, and I tracked the number, and I saw that they got it. And but they didn't credit the account, so I called them up. Then after I've sent it back, they sent me an email saying, "Oh, you can keep it." You know, they don't want stuff that's heavy. and for you to send back. They'll keep it or donate it. But I had already sent it back. Whatever.
Oh,
crazy.
You gotta wait on that. I've really gotten a lot of things by just being a good customer, and they say, don't bother, just keep it or give it to a friend. Amazon's really doing this a lot to me.
A lot.
If I say, I want to return it, immediately they'll say, we're refunding you now, just keep the item. It's too much hassle for them. It's not worth enough, you know?
I know. I returned this rotisserie and got a new one, and my husband seems to like it because we can bake in it, we can rotisserie in it, he can make cookies in it. It's kind of neat. So we're going to try it out.
Oh, cool. Well, you can even like this air fryer, which is so crazy to me because since I found that thing, I mean, everything in that tastes so good and crispy and nice.
Now,
you didn't give it
much
of a chance.
No. I like greasier food, but we have the Ninja pressure cooker, so I just throw things in there, whether it's frozen or not, set it for 20 minutes, and then I season it. I set it for another 20 minutes, and I check it again to see if it needs to go, and everything comes out really soft and great seasoning. So I like
that.
But the the air fryer I decided I didn't want because I like if you're making sweet potato fries, I like them to be plumpy. I don't want it to be like, I didn't like it.
Okay.
I also put my salmon in there, and it was perfect.
All the grease falls off of it through the holes.
Let me take this call. Then I have a prediction to make. Okay.
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 All right. Area code. Yeah. 310. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Who's there?
This is Vince from New York.
Hi, Vince from New York. But 310 is L.A.
Well, yeah, I know. I used to live there, and reluctantly I moved to New York because my wife got sick, couldn't work anymore, and she wanted to meet me in the family. So if it was up to me, I'd be back.
How is she now?
Not good. You know, she can't work anywhere or drive because she's legally blind. She's got problems breathing with the lungs. She's had breast cancer. She's got lupus. So she's got a lot of health issues to deal with. So,
well, okay, my best advice to you, I do not tell of death of any kind. So I will say this, the best advice to you is just take one day at a time, sweetie. I mean, we can do our prayers for you. We can do our prayers for her. That's all we can do. There's not much you can do. Because when it's your time, it's your time. So, I mean, we don't know when. But whenever it is, it is. And the best we can do is just wish you well, pray for her, and that's the best we can do.
Yeah, yeah. So,
do you have a question?
Back in November 1st, I was fired from my job for something that I didn't do. And I even told them that I would be willing to sign an affidavit and and even take a lie detector if necessary to prove my innocence, but they didn't buy it, they didn't respond. So what I did was I wrote a letter to corporate about that. So I'm waiting to hear from them. But in the meantime, I did have a job interview today with a chemical company, and I've had two phone calls from two different locations. It's the same company, but it's a rival company from the company I was dismissed from. It's their competitors, and they have two locations. One is in Saratoga Springs, and one is in Philadelphia. And I had a phone call from the Philadelphia location in middle of November, and they said they're looking to bring people in March. And I just had the phone call from the Saratoga Springs a week ago, and I also had Coca-Cola contact me. And they all said that they're going to send my resume over to the hiring manager, and they're going to take it from there.
Okay. I got it.
I
can't do a whole reading, but I can do this much. You'll get one of the three jobs. I prefer you to get Coca-Cola because it's just better. Don't worry about you writing to your boss and doing. You did what you had to do. Let it go. Just let it go. It's too much stress. You don't need that stress. There's a million jobs out there, as you can see. There's three people that want you. Where's Coca-Cola located?
Well, this one is in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh boy.
So, yeah.
Okay, so how are you going to do this with your wife? I mean, you have to stay in New York, right?
Well, no. If the job I take, if it works out, then I'd be relocating there with her. So we'd still be close enough to the family, but and be where I'm working.
Okay. Well, you're going to have your choice of jobs, so not to worry. You pick what pays the best and what best suits you.
Okay.
But you will have choice. In fact, you're going to have more people call you for jobs as well. So not to worry.
No, I'm just wondering when this new job is going to come.
Psychics are not good on time, but I got the feeling soon. That's the best I can tell you. And I can't go any further without doing a major reading. So we'll leave it at that. Okay.
Right. Okay. Great.
Thank you. Good luck to your wife.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, sir.
Right. Johnny, it would help
ma'am,
if you get
up. Always call Brenna, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. The number is 516-531-9874.
Okay. Is anybody waiting at the moment or what?
Yes, there is one other caller. Ready?
Okay, go ahead. Put it through.
Okay. 914, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. How are you?
Fine. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, okay. What part of New York, sweetie?
I'm in Rockland County.
Is that upstate?
Almost. It's about a half hour north of Manhattan.
Oh, okay. I'm just not familiar with that because I grew up in Jersey and spent a lot of time in New York, but I don't know that area. But it sounds
really
nice.
Close to Jersey. Yeah. I can walk to Jersey, actually, from where I am to by North Jersey.
Oh, you're talking about Bergen County then?
Yes. I'm right next to Bergen County. I went to school there.
It's a nice area. My cousin lives there. And a lot of very wealthy people live there. And Nixon had a house there as well, you know, but North Bergen is beautiful. I love it. But anyway, how can I help you?
I was wondering, please, about work. There's a gentleman that I'd like to approach. His name is Jared. I wonder if you see him working with me on creative projects.
What?
I don't. Yeah.
All right. He's younger, yeah?
I'm not sure of his age, truthfully. He could
okay.
be.
Why do you only want this guy?
Oh, not only, but I think he might be a good starting point.
Okay. If he's not busy and you offer him enough, he will definitely work with you.
Ah.
So keep in mind, the job market out there is very, very hard, and it's rough. There's a lot of jobs, and they're paying a lot of money, and everybody's in competition. As you can hear from that last guy, he has three people calling him. So, I mean, you know, it's up to you which one you'll take. And if you offer him enough money and enough incentive, yes, he will work with you.
Okay. I'd have to offer him money. It wouldn't be like a collaboratory type of thing for him then.
That's a possibility, but it's slim It's slim. But okay. you got to look at, you know, don't forget there's a lot of jobs available out there. So whatever you want to do, it's like, go for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt to ask, sweetie. The worst you can say, not right now, or I'm working on other things or something, then you'll have to go look for someone else.
Right, right.
What type of work is it?
Creative projects, online events, film.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah,
okay,
creative.
Don't worry. You're going to find someone to work with you, so don't worry.
Oh, thank you.
Is this your own company?
Yeah.
Okay, so you may not be able to afford a lot, but just do what you can, okay? And call us back and let us know what happens. I appreciate it.
Great.
Thank you. So do I. Thank you all so very much. Thank you.
Thank you,
okay, man. Thank you, darling. Okay. Johnny, give out the number, please.
Sure. 516-531-9874.
For a free psychic reading.
For a free
That's
psychic
right.
reading.
Okay, Barb.
Here. Yeah.
It's a holiday. That's why it's going to be. It's a holiday weekend. I forgot. It's Martin Luther King.
Oh,
weekend,
is it?
So,
I forgot,
so
too.
Everything. Yeah, so Monday everything's closed and it's all that stuff again. But anyway, what I wanted to say as a major prediction that I foresee this Omicron going downward in the next few weeks to the point of it dissipating and almost mainly be gone, you know. So
oh, that's great.
I don't know about the COVID, where that stands or what's going on. They're not talking much about the COVID. Everything I hear is having to do with the Omicron. So, you know.
What a name,
I don't,
too. Omicron.
Yeah, well, they need things. Yeah, they need
it
things.
It sounds like a
very
Transformer.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I see
the
it going
the Transformer
down.
Movie.
And it's not. The minute Biden orders all these masks, it's going down. That's hysterical. I just was looking on TV, and it said that his poll numbers were way down. So I don't know.
God,
this whole world is changing. Like, you can't believe at such a fast pace. It's ridiculous. You know,
I have to
tell you, Barbara, do you get Netflix?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm canceling. They've gone up $3. And I'm not willing to pay $17 or $18 for Netflix per month.
Oh.
I mean, I can get stuff on YouTube and every place else. And plus, Richard
Me
has
too.
It. And we've both been paying on it, which is stupid, in the same household.
Yeah.
Same house?
Oh, Richard. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Richard, are you there?
I'll probably still have to, though, because Priscilla loves it. That's all she goes on. Netflix, yes.
Okay, but I'm not willing. Well, I'll get it off. What I'm going to do is I get it to the 17th of January, then they'll ax me. Then I'm going to delete it. Then I pull Netflix back up and put Richard's email and passcode, and I'll be able to watch it.
Oh, good. So then you still have it. That's perfect.
I
yes.
know,
I'll
but
probably get rid of
that.
I know.
Well, that's what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm going to, as soon as Sex and the City is off of HBO Max, I'm getting rid of them too. I mean, I've never been so disappointed in my life in HBO Max and Sex and the City. I'm just like befuddled.
That's what you say. And I don't have HBO, but I'm going to probably get rid of the little cost of NFL after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl. That's February, right?
Yes.
Okay, Johnny, where do we stand?
Well, we don't have any callers, but that doesn't mean we won't have any callers.
We'll give it 10 minutes because it's a holiday. You know how I don't like working on holiday weekends because everybody's traveling about.
Right.
So,
I mean, you never know. I mean, sometimes, you know, like 3 minutes into the show, the callers will just like pop up, and then sometimes, but you know, I'll just give out the number again. It's 516-531-9874. And actually, I didn't get a chance. I think I told Barbara this, but my nephew no longer has a fever. So he is autistic, as I've said before. So, you know, he needs to be able to, when he was sick, he came over to his mom, my sister, and she goes, and he went medicine. So he was able to actually verbalize that he needed medicine, which is good.
Oh, how old is he?
He's about 18. So, you know, immune system.
What kind of medicine did he want?
What?
What kind of medicine did he want?
I mean, probably Tylenol because of the fever. Well, actually, he wasn't feeling well because he had like 103 fever. And, you know, he's sort of like a big teddy bear. I mean, he's very, 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 very strong. And the only reason he wasn't boosted is because they couldn't hold him down to get the shot, you know.
So he didn't even have the vaccine?
Oh, he has the vaccine. He's double vaccinated, but he does not. He is extremely powerful. Like, if you saw him, you know, he would, like, it's like wrestling a gorilla. He's, you know, but.
Sounds scary. He doesn't talk. Oh, my gosh. That's
well,
funny. He's very sweet.
How does your sister handle him?
Well, I mean, with a lot of effort. I mean, sometimes, once in a blue moon, he will say something. Like, a good example of this is that he had a lady that was taking care of him. And what happened was that she broke up with her boyfriend, and she was crying. And her name was Celeste. And so he walked over to her. And he went, Celeste, no cry.
Aww.
And, you know, and actually what is kind of funny, because I thought Barbara might find this story funny. One time, I think it was Celeste was watching Alex. And they were at McDonald's. And apparently this guy walked over to talk to Celeste. And so what happened was that Celeste said this to the guy, you know, so that he would leave her alone. I'm just here with my boyfriend, you know. And Alex is huge. Alex is like 6'2". And this the guy leave him alone. And Alex glared at him. And then he left her alone. It's funny.
Can he talk?
He'll say things like, if you said to him, what's this, he'll tell you what it is. When it was my last year, when it was last May of my birthday, he sang to me. But actually one time, it was really sweet. This is the sweetest thing he's ever did. I walked up to him, and I hugged him. And then he went, and he said this for some reason. He chose to say this in Spanish. He went, beso. You know, and beso in Spanish is kiss. It's kiss in Spanish. So he's wanting me to kiss him. So I kissed him, and then he went, I want my privacy, which means he wanted me to leave him alone. And he'll tell you, he'll do this. Like, if you go into to the room where he's at, he'll be like, door, leave.
Oh, wow. Wow. So I didn't know he had the autism that severely.
Pardon?
Oh, yes.
Do you have any interesting things to say? Because I can see that this show, because of the holiday, is going to go by the wayside. So.
I know. Okay. Well, I always think, oh, my gosh, I should have called Dale for this or that. This thing came up, and the girls – okay, my daughter and her girlfriend want me to get this cat, Of course, I'm not going to get that cat. I don't get animals that way. You know, I have my way. I have to see a lot of them, and I have to have my interaction and my feelings. But I don't know, and I forgot what you had said, Dale. You told me, and I totally forgot. Am I supposed to get a cat or a dog? I think dog.
Do not get a dog. Do not get a cat.
Oh,
well,
I
mean, you can get a cat if you want, but a dog, no, because you don't have the time to spend with the dog, and you need a lot. They need a lot of time, you know. So
they have to go. They have to come with me everywhere, which I think is a hassle now on the airplane. On the airplane, right? Yeah.
No. Yeah. Well, you wouldn't be taking them on an airplane, then you wouldn't have a life, you know. So just don't get a dog now. I mean, wait a while. And on a cat, they can survive on their own, I guess. I don't know much about them, but...
Well, yeah, all winter, I leave it cracked open anyway for the patio, and that's where it would have the litter box. So I wouldn't even have a litter box inside my home. And I just really get lonely, but they sparked my interest again when I was just sold on dogs. But now, thinking about it and talking to you and... You foreseen it probably would not be the right timing, but later in life,
no,
will I be able to get one then?
Yes, in the future. But what's going to happen is things are going to pick up for you, and the world is going to change again because the virus is going to go down, and more restaurants are going to open up instead of close. I mean, we have a lot of restaurants closing, period. They can't find the
help. You know what else? Oh.
Huh?
Well, that too, the restaurants. But the thing wrong with having a dog, I think about when I have dated many guys and they already have their best friend there, and it's this big dog that sheds everywhere that sits there and watches you eat your dinner or begs the whole time, and then they expect you to Swiffer up the hair in the morning because they're going to work. You know what? I don't even like those bushy dogs. And... So that would bug me. What if I have a dog that bugs them in the beginning? I think a dog is more for like you settling down, then you get one, right? Because I'm not really settled down per se yet.
Well, for you, you're very active and you do a lot of things and you go a lot of places and you go on a lot of planes. So I just wouldn't recommend it for you. For other people, it's okay.
Okay. But
you're
a cat
active.
Would be okay,
you're too
I'm
active.
Getting excited. I would get an Abyssinian, but they're like a few thousand bucks.
No, you don't want it. I just had one of my clients tell me they just had a litter, and someone broke the window and stole all the dogs. They're worth a fortune, so you're better off with them. Like my dog, he's a German Shepherd. And if you get anywhere near him, he'll kill you. So I don't worry about him. Lucky
that I really
know.
Can I say something?
Right next to my bed.
Richard wants to say something. Go ahead.
Okay. When you get a dog, you train it. But when you get a dog, it trains you. Okay? Think about that. Like Lucky, our German Shepherd here, who we all love dearly, he's just about got us trained. He lets us know what he wants to do when he wants to do it. And believe me, that really holds true. I've had a number of dogs over the years, and I think that statement is really true. You train them, they train you. Just think about it. And they do take time.
Yeah.
A lot of time, Barbara. And,
well, I know, and I grew up with a dog, and I've had boyfriends with dogs that I love. We got together, and then he was the bad owner, and that was hard to see. He got irate when it had a mistake.
I don't want to hear bad things.
We gave him away, though. Thank God I was there, though, Dale, because I gave him to upstate New York, his aunt with roaming heels, and he never saw them again. But... So I know what, and plus I'm a dog sitter, you know, to my friends. I thought I'm not getting out enough, Dale. I thought a dog would help me get out more.
Well, getting out, you could go, why can't you go out?
Oh, because I just feel like a workaholic and I end up just sitting and working for hours and pretty soon it's like, oh, it's dark. I'm not kidding. That really brings me joy to just, I love
creating
stuff.
one or two days and say, this is my time for me, go to the beach or do whatever, and just get
that's
out.
That's
you
funny
know?
That, I want to jump in. That's funny that she said that she loves creating stuff. That's one of the things I noticed about her. It's like, I love it when you, Barbara, this is what you always do. You always say, did you like that thing that I wrote or that thing that I made? Did you like that? Have you seen that? You always do that, Barbara.
She's keeping herself busy. Okay. Johnny, where do we stand right now?
We don't have any calls announced to say that we won't. But
Why don't we just end it? Because it's going to be this way because of the holiday. Everybody's getting in their car and they're going somewhere, you know? So, Barbara, why don't you do the shout out?
Okay. But one more thing is I felt like I had a deja vu on this show with that caller. I felt like I was looking at Priscilla. She happened to be sitting there. Rarely does she come over and listen. Can I go? I swear. This was last week. Did you have that feeling with that caller, Dale?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Well, anyway, it's weird. Let's talk about deja vu another time. But everybody, have a great holiday weekend. Do whatever you need to celebrate. I've been on Martin Luther King Boulevard during that parade, and that is actually really festive and fun. I loved it.
Okay.
Priscilla had baby shirts there.
Barbie,
anyway,
John,
everybody.
Thank you both.
Very much. Happiness,
you
too.
Thank you.
And go have a nice dinner. Aloha,
thank you,
everybody.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Bye,
Richard. Bye, Johnny. Bye, Dale. Cheer.
Bye-bye.